Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is GTS Swag Radio. Stay pressed on the 1 to 2. Stay tuned.
Ladies out there, we need to stick together and become one and stop trying to tear each other down and tear each other up. Also, there's a lot of women in this industry, this music industry, that are we're trying to become like or be up there on the charts like they were. Okay, I'm going to name some examples of some influential women.
Diana Ross in the Supremes, Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Patti LaBelle, Betty White, MC Light, TLC, Queen Latifah, Brandy, Sunshine,
Here's another one.
Christina Aguilera,
and another one.
And many more.
From Little Kim, the Queen Bee. Ladies night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tonight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth, make it dance. I stay focused in the dopest, like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying, trying to knock me off, keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made rap, the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
Choking your paragraph.
girls is fancy fly misses. Two my niggas straight snitches. And to the mother G goes, lady pimp ain't taking that trip. If you ain't got the cash to stash, catch a brick hole. Strictly your bell ringer. Lay another finger on this big bad wolf, Miss Lady Rap Singer. I be the one to blame as the flames keep rising to the top. And it don't stop. Notice the dope sisters approaching with good intentions, but focusing on their riches. If it's too hot, then get that ass up out the kitchen. Listen carefully, I don't give a damn if you don't care for me. The rhythm I keep, plus I'm like a rhythm machine. Filling the wind, brothers off the 9 millimeter clip. Let us bust, we just keep kicking up dust. And you can spread rumors, this is making me sick of the head tumors. Humor me by hugging me, saying you loving me. Envious player, haters be bucking. I compare with the thug and they want to do illegal things. But these need to get me more with these VVs and M3s, VTs from overseas. Pimp that police, I'm from the police, keep my wallet on beat. Who the Windy City woman feel coming and gunning straight from the shot. Tonight, tonight, for the ladies, we keeping it tight.
Exquisite.
Baby Prince don't know what he doing over there. Okay, so we're going to play Miss Courtney B's song. And we're back. We're going to interview Miss Courtney B. Miss Courtney B, are you on the line?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're happy to have you on the show. We thank you for calling in. Okay. Are you ready to start the interview?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
My name is Courtney B. I'm an independent R&B soul artist based out of Oxon Hill, Maryland. I just released my single that you all played. I've been waiting on all digital outlets in December, and I'm going to be releasing my entire EP next month in February of 2016.
Okay, okay. Can you tell us what your music reflects onto you?
Well, my music is actually a direct reflection of myself. I didn't write any of my songs that are on the EP. However, one of my best friends wrote the songs, and he wrote them with me in mind. And pretty much after we conversed about different issues and problems and happy moments that I was having. So he wrote them for me.
Oh, okay, okay. What motivated you to become a singer?
Well, I have always loved singing since I was a child. I've been singing since I was a child. And as I grew up, different situations happened in my life that kind of made me feel like maybe I shouldn't be singing and made me want to kind of settle into another type of lifestyle. But with doing that, music and singing just kept like coming back up. You know, it was almost like it chased me as opposed to me chasing it. So that's my motivation, just knowing that that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. Okay. What artists empowered you?
So many artists. I love a lot of different artists. My two, I don't even know if I can narrow it down to two. I love Beyonce. Love Beyonce. I love Jill Scott. I love Ledisi. I love Maxwell. I love Brandy. I love Monica. I love Frankie Beverly and Maze. I love, it's so many. I think those are some of my top ones, though.
Oh, okay. So would you say that you kind of incorporate some of their style in your music?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay. In your bio, it says, "Love is patient, love is kind. So I humbly wait for my heart's desire." What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Well, love is patient, love is kind is scripture, and it's true. That part is pretty self-explanatory. It's basically saying that in order to receive what you love or receive love, you have to wait, and you have to wait humbly. And so that's what I'm doing, just waiting humbly for my time.
Mhm. Okay, so your music is like in a type of R&B, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So do you think you would stay in the R&B section, or you would come out and, like, do other kind of, like, probably throw some pop in there for us, or you think you'll just stay in R&B?
That depends. I think it depends on how I grow as an artist. I'm definitely open to trying new things, and so if it comes up, I actually have a pop style type of song. It's called Sonic Boom. And it's like pop kind of techno, but kind of R&B too. So, I mean, if it comes up, I would venture out, but I would label myself as an R&B soul artist.
Okay, okay. Well, please stay on the line. We're going to play a song. Please don't hang up. Just please hold for us. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we about to play Courtney B song again. I've been waiting on you for some of these new callers I see have came on the line. So we about to play this one more time. And after this, we going to take some callers and see how y'all felt about this song.
Collabing is very important. I would like to work with artists that I could learn from and that can learn from me. Artists that are that have the same type of goals that I have, as far as being independent, you know, artist. And yeah, but I would like to collab with some people.
Okay, how do you feel about women empowerment?
I think women empowerment is very important. I think that it's important for women to have someone that looks like them to look up to. And I say that because a lot of times there are a lot of male-dominated fields, and I think it's important for females to see another female being successful in something that they aspire to do.
Okay, okay. Do you have anything you want to say to our callers and our people that are on the line or watching this?
Yeah, I would just like to say it's very important to support each other. It's very important to go after your dreams. It's very important to have someone that you're looking up to and to be a role model to someone else. And I hope that you all like my song, and if so, you can purchase it, I've Been Waiting by Courtney B, on all digital outlets, and you can visit my website, www.imcourtneyb.com, and follow all my social media sites at I'm Courtney B.
Okay, we thank you for being on the show. Please don't hang
thank
up.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure. Okay, DJ J Prince is about to play a song. Okay, I'm about to play my Sadie's Baby Slay Dance, and yes, we will be interviewing her.
I'm playing, man. I'm playing, man. I'm playing, man.
I'm playing, man. Do the
playing, man. I'm playing, man.
You up next with Asia Nicole. Shout out to Sadie's Baby for letting us play that song. That song was up. Y'all need to hit her up for details about that song. I personally like that song. And we're going to have a live interview with Asia Nicole when we come back. Stay tuned.
Okay, shout out to Milwaukee. That's where Sadie's Baby is from. And that song that you just heard, Slay Dance, it's a dance to it, and it's on YouTube right now. Go check it out.
Thank you.
That was a good collaboration by two queens, Mary J. Blige and Beyonce. And we about to play Asia Nicole's song, finally, and we about to have this interview with her after this song.
Jimmy.
Never knew you remind me of his face. From time to time, I think how he's a big disgrace. He made it hard to believe that love was real. But you caught my eye and showed me what was the deal. You came and opened up my heart, boy.
R&B crossover artist, and I am 16 years old. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I love music.
Okay. How did you come up with the name Asia Nicole? Because we saw from your bio that your name is Nicole. Your first name is Nicole.
My first name is Asia, and my middle name is Nicole, so Asia Nicole.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, how would you describe your style of music?
I would describe my style of music as universal and unique. A lot of people actually tell me my sound is very unique, it's different, and I like that I'm not sounding like everyone else.
Okay. That is a good thing. Who or what motivates you?
My family motivates me. My friends motivate me, and God motivates me.
Okay. What age did you start singing?
I started singing when I was 12, but when I was 6, I was singing in choirs, and you know, I was just people. Well, my family used to just ask me to sing randomly, so I just loved it.
Oh, okay. Do you think starting from a young age affected you?
No, not really. No, because you know, I started homeschool, so I stayed grounded and stuff, so it really didn't affect me.
Oh, okay. What artists would you like to work with and why?
I like to work with Rihanna. And she sounds different from everyone else, too. And Nicki Minaj, because she's dope. And Beyonce, because she's the queen.
Right. Would you think that those artists are... like, the combination of them, do you think, like, you kind of get your sound from them?
No. I feel like I have my own sound.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we're about to play another song. Please hold on the line, and when we come back, we will start your interview. But please hold.
You had me a hello when I first saw you. You came to me and asked me what was the move. I said there was a party you should come to. You said you bring your friends and not that I bring all of mine too. Your friends are trying to play cool, but what you really doing? You're just trying to date me, ooh. And I can feel the chemistry. It's your friends and my friends, but this is you and me.
Asia Nicole, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is there anything that you would like to say to the callers we have or anybody tuning in?
Yes. Follow me on Instagram at _AsiaPowell, Twitter at @IamAsiaNicole, and check out my SoundCloud at TheRealAsiaNicole.
Okay, okay. It was a pleasure having you on the show, and please don't hang up. Our show is almost coming to a close, but we thank you for being on our show. And
thank
DJ
you for having
Day
me.
Okay, well, don't forget, it's still a battle between the three artists, Sadie's Baby, Courtney, and Asia Nicole. So y'all have y'all people calling. Text 770-799-6038 and say that they think you're the winner.
I hate when she away from me in the middle of the night. Fantasizing, fornication of the mind. Paranormal activity, it happen all the time. I've been going unnoticed, occupied by the grind. You're suggesting a plan from an intellectual stand. Make you orgasm right in the flick of my hand. But nah, we're feeling far. We kill them off, afraid of a relationship. We never tried to get involved. Other contact sport, take a lick and brush it off.
Mama,
Tamel, we will be interviewing Tamel live. What is the date? I believe March, the first Sunday in March, we will be interviewing Tamel live. For all of you who don't know Tamel, Tamel is the artist that was in the car with Left Eye. She was signed to Left Eye's label the day that Left Eye died. That was Tamel that was in the car with her. They said she would never walk again, she would never sing again or anything of that. So her story is truly amazing. So you guys make sure you tune in. Her name is Tamel. Y'all follow her. She has been a supporter of me personally as well as anything I have been into. She's a very positive woman. And if anybody wants to collab with her, she would be a phenomenal person to collab with. I'm going to play you guys a poem just to get back to us as women, not necessarily industry, but just get back to the core basics of us as a woman. DJ J. Prince, spin that poem, and then when we're going to come back, we're going to do closing remarks. We're going to take some callers, and we're also going to see what do people think about this poem. DJ J. Prince, spin us that poem.
Hello, this is Kyla Shea Draper, a.k.a. MZKYE. I am going to be reciting another poem that I wrote myself. It is called Woman, Be a Woman. There's something missing in the girls of today. That special touch is fading a little more in every way. No longer are girls confident in their looks or their shapes. They now only have what society has to say. Yeah, I'm a bitch. If you put bad on the front end, I'm a five-star, team darker, light skin. But when did it become fine to determine beauty on your shade? Hollywood has got them washed in everything that they say. Morals seem to be missing. Self-respect is at its last. Girls are getting implants to make the guys want the ass. But what happened to reading books to get a bigger brain to attract the man with heart and not the one who's spitting game? Girls are tattooed from the neck down. Jordan's on cap is fitted. Living a lifestyle like a guy, letting all of them hit it. And then they say, fuck love. Guys do it. Why not? But you forget that being a woman is the most powerful thing you've got. Where is the power? It is in the heart, your mind, your head. But girls are confused. They think it lies between their legs. But little do they know it is a weapon for self-destruction if not used the right way with the proper instruction. Girls would rather take the felon who is hot-tempered with no degree and diss the business-owning gentleman who will offer all they need. And yet, the wonder is in the air about where all the good men are. These girls are choosing to be strippers instead of choosing to go to college, but they don't realize that's temporary. No one can take away your knowledge, but that doesn't matter to them because rappers talk about them in songs, but they aren't seeking you in the future. They'll need women who are strong. So, ladies, where do we travel from here on? Where being a bitch is a good thing and the new right is so wrong. Where we have to raise our daughters to know the difference between love and lust and show them the beauty of their hearts and not the beauty of their butts. How far can we get from being a hoe before a woman because a guy doesn't know your name but he's determined you are nothing? And society has washed you up to believe the same thing, that you have to show your body before anyone except your brain. How far can we get to stop hating one another and segregating beauty to be better than each other? I'm better because I'm skinny. I'm better because I'm thick. Truth is, it's just a feature. It doesn't mean a bit. So, girls, be women, not bitches, hoes, or sluts. You are God's gift to man, not a tool to fulfill lust. And if you cannot see your worth and the true beauty of being women, you are truly missing out on the blessing that has been given. Ladies, please respect yourselves. Thank you.
That was a wonderful poem. Let's get back to who we are as women. I see a lot of people are voting Asia Nicole. Asia Nicole, you got about 12 votes already. Courtney B, I see 8 for you. So let's keep going. Sadie's baby, I see how many for Sadie's? 1, 2, 7. 7 for Sadie's baby. Again, guys, it is a battle, so you guys keep voting at 770-799-6038 and tell us what song you're feeling the most. Let's play Sadie's baby song again, and then we're going to go to Courtney B's song, and then we're going to close it out with Asia's song, just for the people who hadn't heard the song. Hail Sadie's baby.
I'm playing, man.
Everybody in a A, do the sway dance. lean,
I'm playing, man.
Do the
flakes, man.
I just mix it up in my UPS truck, playing hard, and it's tell the DJ turn it up, lean, lean.
First you clap your hands, then you stuff your feet. You can mix it with the nene, mix it with the yeet.
The nene,
then move your body side to side, to the beat. One hand, one leg, just to kick your feet.
Kick it.
My hair on fleek,
fleek.
My nails slaying.
We slaying.
When them haters tryna hate, I don't hear what they saying.
They saying,
on IG slaying with my best friend. Like, go best friend, that's my best friend. Different popular, you know they all slaying. For them dope boys, poster on the corner slaying.
Yeah. Move that dope
for all my kids slaying up in freak. This for your cousin acting a fool, skipping high school. Cruise it down 20. And I ain't playing. About to exit on killing a row. I heard he caters playing. About to make a U-turn, we going for a ride. Cause I heard that they was slaying on the west side. Everybody in a A, do the play dance. Lean,
I'm stepping side to side.
Then clap your hands. Lean, lean, do the
play dance.
Lean,
I'm playing, man.
Do the
play
dance. I just make it up in my UPS truck. Playing hard, and it's
Hello, this is Kyla Shea Draper, a.k.a. MZKYE. I am going to be reciting another poem that I wrote myself. It is called Woman, Be a Woman. There's something missing in the girls of today. That special touch is fading a little more in every way. No longer are girls confident in their looks or their shapes. They now only have what society has to say. Yeah, I'm a bitch. If you put bad on the front end, I'm a five-star team darker light skin. But when did it become fine to determine beauty on your shade? Hollywood has got them washed in everything that they say. Morals seem to be missing. Self-respect is at its last. Girls are getting implants to make the guys want the ass. But what happened to reading books to get a bigger brain to attract the man with heart and not the one who's spitting game? Girls are tattooed from the neck down. Jordan's on cap is fitted. Living a lifestyle like a guy, letting all of them hit it. And then they say, fuck love. Guys do it. Why not? But you forget that being a woman is the most powerful thing you've got. Where is the power? It is in the heart, your mind, your head. But girls are confused. They think it lies between their legs. But little do they know it is a weapon for self-destruction if not used the right way with the proper instruction. Girls would rather take the felon who is hot-tempered with no degree and diss the business-owning gentleman who will offer all they need. And yet, the wonder is in the air about where all the good men are. These girls are choosing to be strippers instead of choosing to go to college, but they don't realize that's temporary. No one can take away your knowledge, but that doesn't matter to them because rappers talk about them in songs, but they aren't seeking you in the future. They'll need women who are strong. So, ladies, where do we travel from here on? Where being a bitch is a good thing and the new right is so wrong. Where we have to raise our daughters to know the difference between love and lust and show them the beauty of their hearts and not the beauty of their butts. How far can we get from being a hoe before a woman because a guy doesn't know your name, but he's determined you are nothing? And society has washed you out to believe the same thing, that you have to show your body before anyone accepts your brain. How far can we get to stop hating one another and segregating beauty to be better than each other? I'm better because I'm skinny. I'm better because I'm thick. Truth is, it's just a feature. It doesn't mean a bit. So girls, be women, not bitches, hoes, or sluts. You are God's gift to man, not a tool to fulfill lust. And if you cannot see your worth,
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
That was Invo Free Your Mind, and I gotta say something about the battle. Well, Asia Nicole is currently leading, but y'all have all y'all people text, and y'all could be in the lead. And Ask Mama is finna close out right now.
Battle Tuesday, so make sure you guys tune in Tuesday to see the final count. Again, that's Tuesday. We'll display the winner of the battle. So you still got some time, people, to have people come call in and things. Guys, remember Swag Radio, we are a resource to help you. So if you need to get to any artists, just give us a call. You want to do some features with anybody, give us a call. If you're in the Atlanta area, you need a studio or you need some help with marketing, we're a resource for you guys. So make sure you do not be a stranger. We thank everybody for listening, and we thank everybody that's on the show. We're going to do our final and closing song. And you guys enjoy your day. We'll see you back Tuesday. Tuesday at 7 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay pranked on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.